This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Democrats will be back presenting their impeachment case against President Trump in the Senate today. The seven Democrats acting as impeachment managers began their opening statements yesterday in the trial that accuses the president of abusing the power of the presidency and obstruction of Congress. Democrats claiming high crimes and misdemeanors, but Wisconsin Republican Congressman Glenn Grossman says, in fact, it's just all politics.
It's really a political impeachment. I think it's designed to muddy up President Trump, prevent him from doing what he should do, and that's unfortunate.
Three firefighters from the U.S. are dead after their air tanker crashed while fighting bushfires in Australia. The plane went down earlier today in a rural area of New South Wales, and there were no survivors, and there's no word on what may have caused the crash. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
China issues a travel ban for all residents of the city of Wuhan, which is the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak that's killed 17 people. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The ban comes as millions of people in mainland China are expected to travel long distances to celebrate the Lunar New Year. The city is shutting down all public transportation, including buses, subways, and ferries. Officials also canceled all flights and trains departing from the city in central Hubei province. Transportation officials didn't ban travel by private vehicles, but warned that citizens shouldn't leave the city unless there's special conditions. Health officials are attempting to contain the coronavirus outbreak, which likely began in the Wuhan seafood market, which has since closed.
Seattle police are looking for suspects after a shooting killed a woman and injured seven other people. It happened last night near the famed Pike Place Market and grew out of an argument involving several people. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Federal regulators are proposing new rules to restrict what animals air travelers can bring on board planes with them. The Department of Transportation proposing that airlines must only allow specially trained service dogs into the cabin at no charge. That means airlines could put an end to so-called emotional support animals, including untrained dogs and cats and pigs and peacocks and other creatures. Flight attendants have been among the groups pushing for a reining in of support animals, despite pleas from people who say they help control anxiety and other issues while traveling. Climate activist Greta Thunberg is expected to keep a low profile today at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. The 17-year-old delivered a speech at the summit in Davos earlier this week, urging world leaders to end all fossil fuel investment. American Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin sharply criticizing Thunberg at a press briefing. He said that she should get an economics degree before making calls about fossil fuel divestments. And scientists are today to update the so-called doomsday clock. The nonprofit bulletin of the atomic scientists decides every January whether events of the past year have pushed the world closer or further from destruction. It's been at 2 minutes to midnight for the past 2 years. The closer to midnight, the more danger they say civilization faces. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing, America? Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. We're here at SHOT Show in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we're going to be talking more about that throughout the day. But right now, with us, we've got the professor in the house to keep us focused on the important things and continues to enlighten us on those things that we need to know about. Dr. Michael Busler is the public policy analyst, economics expert, and professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing well this morning, Bill. Thanks for having me. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here.
Well, the pleasure's ours always. It's always good to have you here with us. Real quick, just to get a little bit out of this way, because as people are waking up this morning, I know what has been happening, you know, with this Senate, you know, trial that is taking place on impeachment, and you know, it is quite wearing. And yesterday, at times, you kind of felt like maybe the House was still filibustering, you know, the Senate in this trial process.
Yeah, you know, it certainly seems like that. So the way the rules were written, each side gets 24 hours over 3 days to present their case. So the Democrats had yesterday, today, and tomorrow 8 hours per day for the 3 days. Mm-hmm. And then the Republicans will get their 24 hours, which will be Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So they're going to go straight through the weekend for this, and then they'll move on to the next phase to see what they're going to do. It's a little hard to tell exactly what's going to happen at that point. But I listened to a little bit of what the Democrats said. It's tough to listen to it. Some of it just is not exactly representing the facts the way they are, mm-hmm. Number one. And much of it is just a repeat from what we heard when we had the House hearing. So
exactly.
I don't think there's anything new. I think they're trying to wear everybody down. And they feel if they just keep saying this enough, you know, maybe somebody will believe something. I think mm-hmm. when you get to the end here, though, you know, the bottom line is that aid was withheld for a total of 55 days. Mm-hmm. The law said it has to be given within the fiscal year, which ended September 30th, so he was certainly within the law. Nothing was done in return. There was no, quote, quid pro quo, mm-hmm. so nothing was done in return. So I think this comes out that, you know, President Trump gets acquitted, and really the Democrats have just wasted a tremendous amount of time
and money
from the federal government and money. Mm-hmm. And instead of looking at the important things, they're looking at something that really is kind of nonsensical.
Yeah, this is really a whole fuss, and then you've got Maxine Waters already saying that impeachment, too, is right behind. I mean, this is unrelenting. So, you know, it's up to the American voter to decide if this is the way they want their government to run, because they don't like who got elected. They're going to try to do everything they can to resist and impede the process, and they've done so to this point. But even in spite of that, this administration has continued to represent the country on the international stage. I mean, look at our standing right now, how much it's improved from the previous administration. And on all other, you would think, all other benchmarks that you would consider and you would consider in deciding whether or not an administration has been successful or not, including the economy and trade deals, which we're going to get into more detail about in just a moment. So the American people are reconciling this, Michael, and they're kind of worn out of this. Like you say, it's a lot about opinion. And it's a big jump, and the thing is, just like with Brett Kavanaugh, I've been saying that this is really an extension of the Kavanaugh hearings. If you remember, Dianne Feinstein all of a sudden finds a memo in her desk somewhere, and here's this big bombshell, and Mike Avenatti, the famed attorney, I think, who is now getting three squares behind bars right now, he's he flies on the scene, and all of this stuff, and look, we've set ourselves up, and this will continue whether it's a hearing for justice or now even the president of the United States. It's a dynamic process. It's always open. They can throw all kinds of accusation, people's feelings and personalities into it. This really is out of control.
Absolutely. A couple of things. One, the only way we can fix this is at the ballot box in November. The hope is President Trump gets reelected, and since he'll be on the ballot on every state, some of his coattails should help. And the hope is that the Republicans can gain the majority back in the House of Representatives, keep the majority or even increase it in the Senate, and then we can start to get some things done and stop all of this nonsense of trying to impeach somebody, even if they haven't done anything. You know, let me just say one other thing. There was one thing Adam Schiff said yesterday that I thought was shocking. He said, we can't leave this up to the American voter. We have to remove the president from office. We can't leave this to the American voter. That is shocking to me. It's the American voter that's supposed to decide these things, not some bureaucrat sitting in Washington.
But there goes our Democratic Republic, right? That Benjamin Franklin says that's what we have if we can hold on to it. And Adam Schiff wants to take it out of the hands of the American people.
Horrible. It's horrible. I couldn't see him. I couldn't understand how he said that with a straight face. I mean, that's the whole principles of democracy, are that the voters, the majority of the people proved by voting, decide what happens, not some bureaucrats in Washington.
Well, crazy says what crazy is, and that's what it's come down to. I mean, they have absolutely created a self-inflicted wound for themselves, and their brains are leaking out because they have chewed on this. Their perspective is so ideologically fixed. It's kind of, I've used this reference many times because I think it's so appropriate. Jordan Peterson, in his book 12 Rules of Life, talks about being so ideologically fixed that in my interpretation of what he stated, was you render yourself stupid. And this is what Adam Schiff, really, I mean, seriously, I mean, and I saw this when I read this, and I thought, that's it. That's exactly it. And that's where we are as a nation, and we're all is Dr. Riley, from Kentucky. He talks about, we have siloed ourselves. When we silo ourselves, and we don't want to talk to anybody else, and we're in our individual silos, well, our whole perspective and worldview is compromised. And this is where we are right now. But what the good news is people are starting to come out of their silos. People are starting to realize, hey, look at, that guy that I thought, who didn't necessarily agree with me, it's not quite as bad as I thought he was. And I'm actually listening to him, and he kind of makes some sense, and he thinks I make sense too. And, hey, together, I think we can figure this out.
Yeah, that's true. I've talked to a number of small business people, And, you know, I asked them, how's the business going? What do you think? And nearly every single one of them is telling me how good their business is and how well they're doing. So I asked them, what about the election in the fall? And even the ones that are diehard Democrats have been saying to me, look, I don't like President Trump. He's all those words the Democrats call him. I think he is all that. I think he's a bad person. But you know what? He's been a good president.
That's right.
I'm just going to have to hold my nose, go into the ballot box and ballot booth and vote for President Trump.
We got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Michael Busler after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middlemen and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, we are at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Michael Busler continues with us. Michael, I'm chuckling a little bit here because, you know, here we have the president, you know, coming back home from Davos and there for this big financial summit that they have with regularity. And I just cannot believe that some animated 17-year-old, uneducated, lacking in intelligence is given, you know, that the media wants to give this young girl as much presence as a president who has a proven track record for the number one, you know, economy in the world, and what he's been able to do in 3 years, and you know, and they want to give her the headlines over Donald Trump. What am I missing here?
I don't know. That really doesn't make a whole lot of sense, except that, look, the media has a certain narrative that they're trying to push. Greta is a good spokesperson, they feel, for their cause. Look, she's a young girl. She kind of tugs at the heartstrings a little bit. So they feel that's a good way to counter what President Trump has done. Remember, they're not really concerned, or at least it doesn't appear their primary concern is moving the country forward. Mm-hmm. Their primary concern seems to be getting rid of Donald Trump. And right. No matter what they have to do, they'll do that. In spite of all the gains that, as you mentioned, President Trump has had in the economy and all these foreign trade wins that he's had, the media just doesn't want to see it that way.
Well, and look what's happening. I mean, outside of what, you know, some of these media headlines, Politico and all this, you know, that would report back here, I mean, the president is being impeached, and you've got that cloud over. So thank you very much, you know, the House, you know, what the House has done, and Nancy Pelosi and Nadler and Schiff and all that. Because here it is, instead of, you know, having our leaders back, you know, they're chipping away at his heels. And what does that do on the world stage? But yet there are many on the world stage look at the practicality and the bottom line of one Donald Trump, and you know, some are saying, hey, look, if you guys don't want him as president, maybe we'll hire him as president.
Yeah, certainly if they take a look at the record and what he's done, it's marvelous. I think any country would want the principles that Donald Trump has put forth. You know, even most recently, it looks like President Trump has pretty much won the trade war.
Exactly.
I mean, you take a look, and I've talked on your show about this before, but when President Trump got into office, every single one of the trade deals were slanted in favor of our partner and to the detriment of the U.S. Mm-hmm. So President Trump said, I've had to fix this right away. Every trading partner was reluctant to do that. So what does a business person do? You create a sense of urgency.
Exactly.
Put on tariffs, created a sense of urgency. And look where we are today. We have a new agreement with Mexico and Canada. We have a new agreement with South Korea, a new agreement with Japan. Mm-hmm. India and the European Union are discussing things with us. As soon as England leaves Brexit, we'll come up with a deal with them. And for the first time since we normalized relations with China, we have a new deal with China that's the first step to really getting free and fair trade with China that will end up benefiting U.S. manufacturers and business tremendously. Those things should probably be touted by the press as monumental achievements. President Trump plays the long game. He's not interested necessarily in winning every battle. He's interested in winning the war. And President Trump is winning every one of these wars that he gets into, and the U.S. is becoming a much stronger, both economically and militarily, a much stronger country as a result of that.
Yeah, I almost resent to use, or I'm hesitant to use the term war, only because the Democrats have said with passion, like Greta Thunberg, that Donald Trump is going to lead us into world war, and I think we're up to 7 by now, Michael, at last count. You know, no matter what this president does, and of course all the brain trust of the previous administration said that Donald Trump could never do it. He didn't know what he was talking about. And what does the guy do? He just goes about and and fulfills the promises that he said he was going to do, you know, when he was running as candidate Trump. And so he has, in my opinion, an enormous amount of credibility versus these other naysayers. What have they delivered? They delivered a bupkis, and they said it could never happen. We remember, you know, we talked about this early on as well, that this country was never to go beyond 1.8 trillion. That was going to be the new normal, according to Barack Obama. Well, Donald Trump and the rest of America didn't really believe in that. And Donald Trump realized that if he took the boot of the federal government and regulation nation off the throats of productive people, that we would blow through that 1.8, that we could, you know, be, you know, starting to realize, you know, 4 or 5%. Now, I think that if we had a little cooperation, maybe not 4 or 5%, but we could, you know, in light of all that we've been dealing with the trade deals and all that, we could be realizing, you know, a solid 3% growth. But, you know, here it is. You know, the cards are the ones we're dealing with. But even at the growth that we're realizing, Michael, our economy is stronger than it's been in a long time.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And when President Trump got into office, he realized that we had such a stagnant economy over the last decade and having growth that averaged less than 2% that we really needed to get economic growth up. Even a lot of our social problems are caused by lack of opportunity that people see, and that leads to some of these social issues. So President Trump put growth as his number one priority. So what did you have to do to get growth? Well, just get the government off the backs of business and consumers, and he did that by quickly eliminating hundreds of counterproductive regulations. And then he said, look, we've got to cut taxes, let people keep more of the money that they've earned so they'll go out and spend more. And we have to cut taxes for business, too, so that they have enough capital to expand. And it's worked perfectly. The economy is starting to grow because business has capital to expand, and they do. There's no inflation issue. We're shooting for even more growth. Now, you said maybe 4 or 5% growth is out of the question. I don't think that is out of the question. In fact, had the Federal Reserve not been so aggressive in raising interest rates in 2017 and 2018, we might have seen 4% growth in 2018. Now, since the Federal Reserve has reversed their actions and reduced interest rates and stopped shrinking the money supply, I am very optimistic about economic growth this year. I think the fourth quarter number, which will be out, I think, the end of next week, will be surprisingly strong, and growth for 2019 will probably be in about the 2.4, 2.5 range, but I think we could hit 3% growth this year, and once we start building up some momentum, even going above 3% is not out of the question. And it's very important that we do focus on growth and get the economy going again. And President Trump is trying to emphasize that, look, the government's out of the way, taxes are low, go for it. If you have something to do and you want to take a chance, this is the good climate to go for it. He's pretty much copying what Ronald Reagan did.
Exactly.
And it worked perfectly. One last point on the military front. President Reagan always followed a policy, peace through strength. So become very strong and very powerful, so powerful that nobody would even try to go against you, knowing the power that we have. Well, that's exactly what President Trump has done. The last couple of years, he's built up the military. He's used force where he has to. And that shows the rest of the world how powerful the U.S. is, and we have a president who's not afraid to use our military power. The problem with the prior administration was they threatened to do things and they never did anything.
Exactly.
And they always tried to negotiate from a weaker position. They relaxed the sanctions on Iran and then tried to negotiate. Well,
President Trump said he can't negotiate for a weak position.
That's
so
right.
President Trump puts all these sanctions on and tariffs on other countries, so we're now in a strong position. If they want those tariffs and sanctions relieved, they're going to have to negotiate with us.
Well, Michael, I agree with you. I'm very optimistic, and I always appreciate your balanced perspective. Dr. Michael Busler, public policy analyst, economics expert, and professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Thank you, Michael. Have a great day.
This report is sponsored by Milk. Love what's real. For many people, a new year means a new diet. Many popular diets eliminate entire food groups and can fall short on nutrients you need. Instead of jumping on that bandwagon, experts suggest consuming real, wholesome foods, like real milk. Real milk is naturally nutrient-rich, offering a unique nutrient package that is difficult to match in a single food or beverage. Manuel Villacorta, nutrition expert.
Health is not a diet plan, but a lifestyle. That's why I recommend a balanced diet, including protein, fruits, vegetables, and dairy. Real milk is a simple way to get 9 essential nutrients, including 8 grams of high-quality protein. It even plays a role in some of the top diet trends. For example, if you're counting calories, you can easily swap a skim or low-fat milk for full-fat options in your latte.
So, don't ditch dairy in the new year, and learn more about milk's nutritional benefits at www.milklife.com. Again, that's milklife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Democrats will be back presenting their impeachment case against President Trump in the Senate today. The 7 Democrats acting as impeachment managers began their opening statements yesterday in the trial that accuses the president of abusing the power of the presidency and obstruction of Congress. Democrats claiming high crimes and misdemeanors, but Wisconsin Republican Congressman Glenn Grossman says, in fact, it's just all politics.
It's really a political impeachment. I think it's designed to muddy up President Trump, prevent him from doing what he should do, and that's unfortunate.
3 firefighters from the U.S. are dead after their air tanker crashed while fighting bushfires in Australia. The plane went down earlier today in a rural area of New South Wales, and there were no survivors, and there's no word on what may have caused the crash. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we love freedom, don't we? The other side of that coin, no bueno. Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, we've been talking about the encouraging economy, no doubt about it. And you've also heard me speaking with various congressmen of late that I feel like the message that Donald Trump should really be pounding away after his reelection this year, it should be about the deficit. You know, just as he has been so focused on jobs, what I hear around the White House is that one of the first questions the president will ask is, how are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? And look at the results of having everybody focused on jobs. And I believe that after he gets reelected, he can still talk about jobs, but the clear focus needs to be about the deficit. $23 trillion in counting, and counting and going the wrong way is not good for America. And I believe that this is the president, especially in light of what could potentially happen come 2020 elections with the Democrats imploding on themselves, It's going to be up to the Republicans, and they're going to have a short period of time and a sense of urgency to take control of this issue and do something about this budget deficit. With us right now is Jason Pye, the Vice President of Legislative Affairs for FreedomWorks. Jason, good to have you with us. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. So what do you think about my idea that President Trump should be banging the drum about the deficit? Is that feasible from your perspective?
I mean, he certainly should, and I completely agree with you. And this is something we've been harping on at FreedomWorks for years. I read a story yesterday where the president had it was a Washington Post story where the president had given some comments to some donors and said who the hell cares about the budget, which is incredibly discouraging, especially given that we're expected to be running $1 trillion deficits and we're not even in a recession.
Exactly.
We've got to get a handle on this, and there just doesn't seem to be a lot of interest amongst certainly the White House as well as congressional Democrats. They seem to be in simpatico almost on federal spending.
Well, you talk about quid pro quo. It happens right there. I mean, Nancy Pelosi and Democrats aren't going to give the country the military budget that it needs without getting their quid, right?
No, you're absolutely right. The budgets that we've seen, certainly since going back to 2013, we had the Budget Control Act, which automatically cut $1.2 trillion of spending over, I think, 10 years. And then since 2013, we've seen these budgets, the bipartisan budget acts, these budgets that have come up every couple of years or so, enforce the spending caps and avoid those sequester spending cuts. But
yes,
you got to keep in mind, Bill, those budgets only cover about 30% of federal spending. 30%
exactly.
A third, depending
right.
on the year. For 2018, it was just over 30%, under 31%, between 30 and 31%. We're ignoring the bigger ticket items, and that's mandatory spending, that's interest on the national debt.
Exactly.
That's almost 70% of federal spending, and we're ignoring.
Well, and what's happened is that really, if you really look at it, Jason, realistically, that 70% reflects purchased votes over cumulative years. The Democrats and Republicans have bought votes with that money, and they're so fixed in this paradigm. I don't know what it's going to take other than potentially, as I said, the potential hope for me is that Republicans win so dramatically in 2020 and they're able to take control of both the House and Senate, maintain control in the Senate, take the gavel back out of Nancy Pelosi's hands, because if she has the gavel again, I mean, are we going to talk about another 4 years of one impeachment after another, as Maxine Waters has declared?
We're
not going to do anything about the budget. We're going to, it's going to continue to, to balloon out here, and we're going to continue to let them buy our votes with our money. Well, it's not even our money anymore. It's our grandkids' money, the way it is.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, we're no longer we haven't been spending our money for some time. We're mortgaging our kids' future. And look, you got to worry about the kind of country they're gonna grow up in. I mean, they're facing a scenario where they're gonna have less opportunity because interest. I mean, look, this is something we actually were writing. It's interesting you asked me to talk about this today, because yesterday I spent most of my day and evening writing a written statement for a committee hearing next week in the Senate on this very issue, and. If you get a fraction of a percent, 1%, a point, point two, 1% increase in interest rates, the cost of the debt goes up by I think $18 billion in a single fiscal year. You add that up over 10 years of interest rates. If interest rates rise 1%, you're looking at almost $2 trillion over a 10-year budget window. This is going to add substantially more on kids' future. It's going to crowd out private investment, which means fewer jobs in the long term. And this is what we're doing to our kids. This is what we're doing to our economy. And few people seem to really care.
Well, it's amazing because for everyday Americans, the kitchen table issues, families understand it. They live with this. They understand how to, what mortgaging their future is all about. But yet, for whatever I don't know if we've been convinced that mortgaging our future somehow in government terms is okay, because, you know, I guess maybe most of the American people aren't seeing this as their money. But the fact of the matter is like you said, maybe, you know, maybe they're partly right. It's not our money. It's our kids and our grandkids' money. How dare us? I mean, it's like, you know, at some point you think the kids are going to get some pro bono attorneys to, you know, fight the case on their behalf, because whether it's Social Security or what other government plan that we've mortgaged out on their behalf, they're going to sue the government, and they have every right to do that.
Yeah, no, I mean, and look, I mean, you got to think about Social Security. One of the things I was mentioning in this paper is Social Security, the combined trust fund, will be exhausted in 2035. That's not that far away.
Exactly.
I think Medicare Part D is exhausted in like 2028. Or excuse me, Medicare Part B, the hospital benefit,
right,
is exhausted in 2028. So, like, these are immediate problems that we face. And if we can continue kicking, it's going to be tough now to address this. You have the political issues. You know, Social Security being the third rail of American politics. So you have the obvious political issues related to this, but the longer you wait, the harder it gets.
And exactly.
It's one of those emergency situations where we're facing down massive tax increases because there's going to be too much opposition in Congress to cutting benefits. We could have done this a couple of years ago, you know, and switched to, you know, just maybe lower the cost of living adjustment for, you know, means tested Social Security, basically lower the cost of living adjustment for people who have, you know, higher net assets than, you know, people who are essentially middle class or poor. You know, we could have done a voucher system for Medicare. We could have raised the retirement age for Social Security. I'm never going to see that money. I'm 39 years old.
Oh, no, forget
I'm
it. Yeah.
On my Social Security.
No, you're part of the pyramid scheme now.
No, exactly. I mean, there are two workers for every one retiree. This is not sustainable.
Right. Well, you know, and the thing is that you hear the president, you hear others saying, you know, there's no way we're going to go, you know, we're going to embrace socialism. The fact of the matter is that maybe not today, but the trajectory that we're on, you know, people are going to surrender and say, okay, let's just let the government fix the problem they created, right?
No, you're exactly right. I mean, if we saying we're not going to embrace socialism is a great talking point, but we're doing all the wrong thing. Everything we're doing says otherwise.
Exactly.
We're not addressing the immediate problems that we have in our economy today.
Well, this is all very dangerous, as you said, because it's no longer our money. It's our kids and grandkids' money that we're mortgaging here. And, I mean, this is absolutely disgusting. This is why my only hope, in light of what's going on, maybe this is a reprieve, that the Democrats are imploding, that, you know, the responsibility and I think the reasonability of one party having so much control that we might be able to attack these issues that heretofore have been verboten and sacrosanct.
Yeah, I mean, look, Bill, I hope that's the case. So the only thing that I have caution about is that nobody's been willing to have an adult conversation with the American people, and the American people are uninformed about the whole situation that we face.
Well, it's the government of we the people, Jason, and we the people. If they're not going to have it with us, we need to have it with them, and it starts at the ballot box, as you know. Jason Pye, the Vice President of Legislative Affairs at FreedomWorks. Jason, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately,
It doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. We're at the SHOT Show 2020. And our next guest has a true story to share with us that is, it's heartbreaking on so many levels, but so important in terms of understanding this debate issue on gun control. And in her case, is how gun control helped my stalker murder my husband in front of me. Her book and her story is told in Stalked and Defenseless. Nikki Gosar is with us right now. Nikki, good to have you with us to tell your story on Bill Martinez Live.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Well, Nikki, tell us what happened.
My husband Ben and I were newlyweds, and back in 2009, a man who was stalking me shot my husband 7 times, killing him in front of myself and 50 other patrons in the middle of a busy restaurant. This restaurant was a gun-free zone, and I obeyed that law and left my permitted legal firearm that I normally carried for self-defense locked in my vehicle that night. Now, my stalker, he did not have a carry permit and brought a gun in illegally into a gun-free zone. I'll probably wonder for the rest of my my life if I could have prevented that. Of course, I'll never know because I was denied a chance. I was stalked and defenseless.
Right. Well, and you bring up an excellent point, and I want people to catch this, is that you were denied that opportunity. And again, we're realizing that criminals don't obey the law.
Exactly.
And here it is, a soft target in a gun-free zone. I know in Florida there's been an issue. You know, I was sharing with someone else, with John Lott, who you know, that I was particularly disturbed. We went to a movie house, and there were signs all over the place that this is a gun-free zone. And I went to the manager. I said, what the heck are you thinking? You are just putting everybody in harm's way over the... Well, it's corporate policy. I said, well, the heck with corporate policy. I still carried my gun because there wasn't anybody there that was going to, you know, check it out. And I guess they were on some sort of passive honor system, which was, you know, that just added to the ridiculousness of the signs.
Right. You know, millions of women each year are stalked and feel threatened. I mean, according to the CDC, 1 in 6 women have been stalked during their life. And I think that gun-free zones are very dangerous. I mean, everyone should have the basic human right of self-defense, men and women, but I'm talking about women right here.
Exactly.
Women should not be made defenseless. I'll give you an example. If a woman works at a business that prohibits guns on the business property, so she can't have her gun inside the business, and she can't even have the gun locked inside of her own vehicle in the parking lot, that woman is defenseless there inside the business, as well as when she stops by the grocery, the gas station, a bank, and even when she pulls into her own driveway. I mean, a stalker that's bent on harming or killing a woman would likely choose those places to attack where they know the victim
exactly.
is defenseless.
Right. No, because it's already been, they already checked it out, and time and again, you know, we know whether it's a stalker or some other criminal, they target these soft targets. And if they know that you're without a gun and that there's going to be others there, well, just like in your particular case with, the horrific story and, of course, experience of stalking, I think that people are going to be shocked to understand that number that you just gave us, Nikki, that 1 in 6 women are stalked. I mean, that's incredible. So this person that was stalking you, tell us a little bit more about that and how that came about.
Sure. Well, I don't ever say his name because I think the media gives way too much attention to evil people. They make them famous, and I refuse to give this man that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just call him my stalker. But he was a karaoke customer. My husband and I ran a mobile karaoke business at that restaurant, and he was always creepy, but he started sending me inappropriate messages over social media, and I eventually had to delete him and block him, and my husband had asked him to please leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept coming to the karaoke shows, but he wasn't singing at this point. He would just stand in the middle of the crowd and stare at me.
Oh, wow. Now, were authorities notified of this?
No, because I did not realize that he was indeed stalking me until that very night. You know, he'd come into, I think, 2 karaoke shows and just stood there in the middle of the crowd and just stared at me. And as you well know, authorities, you know, a person has to threaten you. They have to do something threatening for you to be taken seriously. And he never threatened us. He never directly threatened us.
Mm-hmm. So in your book, Stalked and Defenseless, How Gun Control Helped My Stalker Murder My Husband in Front of Me. And as you said, there were 50 people there in this restaurant that, were witness to this horrific event. And the message that you're carrying out and, to other women is that you do not have to be defenseless. It is a choice, right, that you make.
Right. You know, here's the thing. I think that the advice that women get, you know, tends to be limited. You know, women who are stalked, the advice they get by some of these women's advocacy groups and stalking, resource centers, they limit the advice to changing their name, moving, changing jobs, don't follow a routine, possibly get a restraining order, tell others about the stalker. But what is generally not talked about are the benefits of getting training on justifiable use of force and getting a gun legally for self-defense. This is a subject that is somehow seen as taboo, and it shouldn't be. It should be openly talked about when advising women on how to protect themselves.
And as you say, Nikki, it's so important that you talk about being trained on how to be effective in the use of an instrument that is going to allow you to defend yourself. It's not just, hey, go out there and pay for a gun without getting the proper training. And this is what it is at the heart and soul, and that people who are not necessarily, or they're ignorant of the Second Amendment rights and gun advocacy, they're ignorant of the level of responsibility that gun owners have, you know, just as you said, to be properly trained in the effective use of this instrument.
Right, and I don't think that it's fair that women have to bear the burden of changing their entire life.
Exactly.
And, you know, living like a hermit, and sometimes having to give up everything they hold dear because of some stalker, some creep that can't take no for an answer. They should be empowered to protect themselves. Gun rights are women's rights.
Well, and we know, from news reports that, it's men and women who are dying in these gun-free zones. I mean, they are prime targets, right?
Yes. People think that evil people are stupid. They're not stupid. They can be extremely smart in their evil plan. I think gun-free zones are a magnet for those with evil intent. They know that everyone there is absolutely helpless to try and stop them, and they'll be more successful in getting a higher body bag count.
What is it, Nikki, about Democrats that they want to promote gun-free zones? I mean, to me, it's a theoretical consideration that comes with a dire cost.
Right. Well, I think the problem is so many people seem to think that banning guns from a venue will help protect people, when what happens is actually the opposite. We see it time and time again. You know, the media fails to tell people, you know, this was a gun-free zone where this mass shooting occurred. So the public, they don't get all of the information that they need. Unfortunately, the media really works against educating people.
Exactly. You know, Nikki, for some people that are hearing your story and have read your book, they're amazed at the courage that it must take for you to be able to tell your story like this. I mean, this is such a heartbreaking experience and story that you tell.
Well, I just try to do what I can to educate people. I don't want this to happen to anyone else. This happened in a busy restaurant, and I told management of the restaurant, this man is stalking me, I don't feel comfortable, will you please get him out of here? And when they went to confront him, to ask him to leave, is when he pulled the gun.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember standing there thinking, oh my God, I don't have my gun. It's an awful feeling. It's horrible to go through. I don't want anyone to go through this. I don't want bad guys to have guns.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? They're going to get them. I tell people, evil people find a way. And quite frankly, they can use any kind of tool to harm or kill people. When the police searched his vehicle at the crime scene, they found two more guns, ammunition, a baseball bat, binoculars, gloves, rope, and a knife.
Wow. Well, and Nikki Gosar continues to be involved in the gun debate, as you can tell, daily as a Second Amendment activist, sharing her story because she would not want another woman or another human being to experience the horror that she's experienced. She is the 2012 recipient of the National Rifle Association's Sybil Ludington Women's Freedom Award, which recognizes a modern-day heroine and their legislative work to protect the Second Amendment. Nikki, you have continued to fight this battle on behalf of not only other women like yourself that are subjected to these ridiculous laws that are making them vulnerable, but also in memory of your husband, Ben.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's very important that people people understand that assault is a behavior. It's not an object.
Well, Nikki Gosar, thank you so much for coming on the show and telling your story. Your book, Stalked and Defenseless, will be linked at our website at Bill Martinez Live. It is available at all the usual places. And how else can they be in touch with you, Nikki?
You can check out my website, stalkeddefenseless.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.